This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Good afternoon, Nashua, New Hampshire. Karen Cataline with you, ready to spout off and ready to have you spout off if you've got something on your mind. Not that there's anything to talk about these days. My goodness. In the old days, and I haven't been doing talk radio as long as some people in the old days, you had to scrounge around for a topic. You know, now it's a matter of trying to rule out topics when you would like to talk about them, but you don't have the time. So the number here, if you'd like to call in and spout off, is 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590. So I did get to go to CPAC. Although I was only there on Saturday, and if you did try to listen to the simulcast that I teased last week that we were going to simulcast on CPAC, we were not able to do that. I apologize. For one thing, I got stuck on an on-ramp for 4 hours with a flat tire. I hit a piece of metal, and I just didn't quite move over far enough. I was afraid that I would run into the person next to me as I was getting on the on-ramp and voila, split the tire on the side. So I wasn't able to do that. And of course, don't you know that in my travels from Colorado to Texas, my roadside assistance on which I depend was not included. So I had to figure out, that's why it was 4 hours, otherwise it would have been a lot shorter. I had to figure out a way to get that handled. It was very interesting because a couple of my conservative friends said that they were going to take away my conservative card because I have never known how to change a tire. And I had a donut in my back, but I didn't know how to change a tire. Nevertheless, I found my way to Dallas and to CPAC. And we did do a few interviews for Right America Media. And you can go and listen to those as well as the podcasts for Spouting Off Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at my website, KarenCataline.com. And the Tuesday and Thursday edition, you can listen live at WSMN.live. How easy is that? So just when you thought things couldn't get any more upside down, backwards, and inside out, Cubans in Cuba are demanding freedom at the same time that our beloved country is going communist. Now, I just finished a radio program, a two-hour radio program for another network that I work for frequently. And it was interesting that the guests that I do post those, by the way, so you can see them. It takes a couple days, though, for me to get those up. I won't tell you what they are, but you can find them at my website. The most recent one, it was very interesting that some of my guests were not comfortable with me saying that we're going communist when Cubans are standing up for liberty. Well, American flags were spotted at these protests in Cuba while our people are burning the American flag. And in example after example of full-blown propaganda, our government says that the protests in Cuba are mostly over the coronavirus. Now, years ago, not even that many years ago, America could be counted upon to stand with people who love freedom. It isn't a radical position, but right now, with the terrible state of affairs that we have in America, it's being portrayed as if you are somehow selfish to love freedom, to love individual free will, and don't forget personal responsibility, because you can't have liberty without personal responsibility. And yet, it doesn't seem like an accident that while Cubans are standing up, flying the American flag, the lovers of liberty in Hong Kong that are getting stomped all over, and America cannot find its way to stand with people who love liberty. Why? Because they're taking on their own citizenry. Not all of them, but the government is taking on their own citizenry to impose things upon us that not only did we not vote for, but we are not for in any way. We are not for open borders. We are not for spending us into oblivion and then printing money in order to break the economy. We are not for law and disorder on our streets. We are not for defunding the police. These are all leftist ideas that they impose, create misery, division, and unhappiness for everyone, particularly the people they claim to care about most. And then they turn right around, and when things blow up in their face, which they invariably do, they blame it on their political enemies, because they're never going to admit that what they are advocating is the ideology that they're advocating, which is some level of socialism, communism, authoritarianism, and all of that. Those isms are required for socialism and communism to even happen. They're not willing to admit that it is evil. Why? In some cases, they don't know. They've been de-edumacated not to know. And I don't want to use a George Bushism, because I'm not very happy with George Bush either. I wouldn't support his nephew, whatever his name is, George PXYZ Bush in Texas either. I don't trust the Bush family. They are globalists, but I digress. Do you have any thoughts on this? The juxtaposition of even Fox News not running to the defense, not identifying, I should say, the paradox, the irony of Cubans putting their lives on the line, putting their lives in danger to protest a communist government, standing up against an authoritarian government. And yet, what are we doing in this country? They're imposing all kinds of communist standard procedures, standard operating procedures. Do you have any thoughts on this? We got enough time for you to call in. People always call in late, you know, and I want to give you time to spat off if you'd like. 603-816-1590. So the piece that I wrote is called "Cubans Are Flying Flags That American People Are Burning." Not all American people, of course. I can see the flag right out my window that we put up just a couple of weeks ago. We revere the flag because we revere what it symbolizes, and that is liberty, individual liberty. Now, the left and the communist left, and that's what they are, have unmasked themselves while trying to mask up everybody else. They like their little baby doc dictators, aren't they? Now, I was driving home. I had about 4 or 5 hours, and I was listening to Patriot Radio. because I couldn't get to WSMN, I would if I could. And there was a gentleman named John from Breitbart. It's going to escape me right now. I'm horrible with names. I bet you are too, but I'm horrible with names. And he said there are two kinds of people in the world, and I thought, boy, I wish I said that, because it is so darn true. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are people that want to be left alone to live their own lives and to be as independent as they can and want to be. And then they look for help where there are things they can't or don't know how to do. They look to friends, family, their church, their synagogue, whatever. And then there are people who have to push everyone else around. You know these people. You've met them. They're probably in your family. And if they don't cop, and they don't, to wanting to push people around because they still are going to say, oh, no, no, I just care more about you than anyone else. And that's why I want to force you to do whatever I say. I call them FIOGs, the for your own gooders. That's what they are. They're for your own gooders that are willing to stick their nose in your business in order to tell you that they're smarter than you, they know better than you, and they have no respect for your rights to make your own decisions. And they don't understand that you welcome the opportunity to make mistakes and to learn from those mistakes so that you can live your own life. You know parents like that, don't you? The helicopter parents, they're hovering over their kids all the time in order to catch them before they fall. And I can go full circle with this little spouting off monologue because when I was on my way home from Dallas, I spoke to my husband and I said, you know, the left really has succeeded in making a whole bunch of babies. Two cases in point. When I was at the hotel, there was a young woman. She wasn't with CPAC. And she went to, and I was at a cheap motel next door, next to the big hotel where CPAC was. And this young woman was complaining bitterly to the management that the sink was too small, the room was too small, and she complained and to anybody who would listen. And she said to me, this is the worst hotel I've ever been in. And of course, everything is relative. And I was dying to know. So I said, well, let me show you my room and let me see your room, you know, because she was talking to me. And I said, you know, so I'll show you my room. She said, well, your sink is higher. And I said, okay, show me your room. She showed me her room. It was almost the same decor, the same design. And she said this was the worst hotel she'd ever been in because the sink and the bathroom were too small. And I thought, I'll bet you those, I mean, this was not happening at the time, but the Cubans that are now protesting tyranny, 60 years of communist tyranny in Cuba, probably wouldn't have whined about that. They don't whine about things they can. It just was amazing. I've been whining myself about how the leftists are constantly turning adults into children, but they want to turn children into adults. Have you noticed that? They want children to decide what gender they are without any information from their parents, because after all, leftist communists believe they own your kids, but still they make babies and children and scared little cringing little milksops of adults who ought to know better. So the second example, which I got to talk quickly about, but I can do it, was when I was checking out super early in the morning. I am an extreme morning person. So I got on the road at 5:30 a.m., something like that, so I could take care of business and do other things. And there was this older gentleman still with a mask on. It was raining when I left. And this older man who was behind the counter said, ooh, really be careful. I apologize so much. It's still really, really wet out there. Be very careful. You might fall. And he was worse than any Jewish mother. And I grew up with one and she was pretty bad. So I thought as I left, I said, my God, the left has succeeded in turning Americans into little babies. Now, does that mean everybody? Heck no. In fact, I think now we're at the stage where the government is governing against the will of the people. The people do not want open borders and all the rest of it. And it just astonishes me that we are living in a time where Cubans are standing up for their liberty and Americans aren't. How about that? Also, one other thing is that a guest spoke about how the Cuban government is demanding that citizens counter the protests. So they're demanding that their own citizens protest freedom. How about that? You cannot make this stuff up, can you? You just can't. So we have a couple of great guests to fill out the rest of the hour, and you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. So stay tuned. This is Karen Cataline. If you'd like to find me, follow me, or write to me and tell me where I'm cracked. I love that sort of thing. Just write to me at Karen@KarenCataline.com. You can read this latest piece of mine about Cuba at KarenCataline.com. Thanks to everyone for helping make this show possible. But we got 40 more minutes of our show to go. You're listening to Spouting Off here on 1590 WSMN. Stay tuned.